The COVID-19 pandemic has sent local governments scrambling to conduct business online, and the Albany Common Council is no exception. Under current New York State guidelines, regularly scheduled council meetings cannot be open to the public. Albany Common Council President Corey Ellis says the council decided to conduct virtual meetings via the Zoom video app and live stream them on Facebook. Residents can still participate.
So what we're doing for public comment period in the beginning of our meetings is we're having people email to our city clerk's office, go to our city website, and click on Common Council page, and people can email their public comments. And our public comments will be shared with our Common Council members, and then we conduct our meeting.
Ellis says the remote meetings will help ensure city services continue. He is encouraged by the progress being made in the fight against COVID-19 while New York is on pause, at least through mid-May.
We really want people to adhere to the stay-at-home orders and public, you know, the public distancing guidelines. That's the most important part of everything, is making sure people adhere to the guidelines. So that way we flatten this curve, and, you know, the governor will, and, you know, his team will decide when things get lifted. So that's the most important thing at this point. As far as city services just continue to run. City employees are continuing to be paid. People can't come to City Hall. Everything is by email and phone. So people have to go to our city website by appointment and by email to get information.
Ellis says councilors are grappling with financial issues. While Albany did get the $12 million state aid package it requested this year, the city will not see revenue from parking meters, which has been suspended, and from canceled events like the Tulip Festival and the Fryhoffer's Run for Women.
Council members on the finance committee has asked for a quarterly report update based off of things not happening, the shutdown. So we will be getting that very soon. We have asked for that information because what we want to see is how does that play out as well. But we also must remember, yes, we did get the $12 million to cover our budget, but also that's the governor, and they did put in the budget that can be changed. So he does have the ability to change that based off of forecasting moving forward what the government can and cannot expect. We're very optimistic that $12 million will stay, but we do understand as a body that definitely can change.
As Ellis and the panel wait to hear back from the budget office, he's not ruling out hikes in taxes or fees for city services in the fall when the pandemic could be behind us.
The reason why the council wants a quarterly update on this is because we want to be able to see possibly where we are, what would next year's budget look like because of the hits that we're taking. I don't want to speculate on what our future budget is going to look like and what monies we're not or will have, because if Congress can pass another stimulus package, and I know it's geared towards cities that are dealing with the COVID issue, but that could help stabilize us and not, we don't have to think about raising taxes in our next budget and things of that nature. So everything is up in the air. We're all day to day with this pandemic.
The council met in a virtual caucus last week to establish an agenda for tonight's meeting. Ellis says the Facebook session begins at 6:30. He is confident life will get better.
We're resilient as a city. We're resilient as a state, and we're resilient as a country. We will come out of this, and we will be better for it. We will learn lessons of things, what to do and not to do, because that's how we continue to thrive as people on this planet.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.